evening, this is M5AOW. Take control of the Microwave Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. in a mobile amateur radio club repeater. 146.655 megahertz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles south of Bill on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. Break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Mobile Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on May 17th at Badge Pratt Northern Community Center, 106 Tower Street, Mobile. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up for you. Should a net controller not start the net at 5 p.m., so if not done so, after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble at our website at www.moonvilleARC.com. Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations that would like to check in? Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in?
This is KD2ERR, Dave.
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through Echolink, and Bob on the last one in the queue.
Okay, good evening both of you. Kevin, KD2FBM, and KD2ERR, Dave. We'll start with Dave down at Bainbridge. How's everything going your way?
Well, everything's going pretty good. I'm actually not in my 2GH this evening. I'm on the road. And thought I'd check in from Echolink from a undisclosed location this evening. But everything's going fine. And we'll send it back to the net. KD2ERR.
Good evening, Bob. Yeah, KD2FPM here. And Bob, be advised, another Echolink station has come in behind me. So when I check out, make sure to look for that gentleman. I think his name is Carl. All right. Yeah, we got 70 degrees outside right now. It's like, wow, amazing for this time of year. Clouds have started to move in. It looks like we got some rain off to our west, and it should be here probably any time now. So don't think we're going to see a total washout tomorrow, but do plan for some rain, possible thunder, and then we'll see a little bit of a cool down here in the coming days ahead, and then temperatures will moderate slowly next week as we have some sunny skies come back, so be kind of nice. With that, I won't tie the repeater down. Like I said, there is another Echolink station that I did see check in behind me, and I will say 7-3, KD2FPM, back to net control.
Okay, Kevin. Well, I'm glad you checked in also. Yeah, I see on the weather, I looked at that earlier on the website.
Yes.
5 to 15 minutes somewhere in that area. But anyway, I guess we're expecting to get 65 degrees for a high tomorrow a bit of rain. So I guess we could use a little bit of a shower. But I'll tell you what, today was gorgeous. I got a tremendous amount done. Okay, you have a great evening, and 7-3, always welcome. All right, the next EchoLink station, feel free to check in now. This is N5AOW.
Okay, I was waiting for the station identification there. Well, good evening to you, and thanks, Kevin, for letting the net control letting him know that I was in there. Yeah, I had a great day today. Enjoyed this nice warm day. I went out and took my bike out for the first drive this season, and enjoyed myself. I rode around on it pretty much all day, and even got a little bit of a sunburn being out there in the sun all day long on the bike. And it was enjoyable. Yeah, nice to get back on to it after a long winter, that's for sure. But yeah, I guess they're saying supposed to get wet tomorrow, so I got one good ride in before the rain is going to settle back in again. And I guess the temperatures are going to drop down some too, so oh well. Take them nice days when we get it. Well, I just wanted to jump in and say good evening to everyone. And so with that, I think it's Bob. Bob, I think you're the one doing the net tonight. So we'll hand it back to you and see if we can get a few more check-ins in there. This is N2MXC. Everybody have a great evening.
Sounds like your mic is going like that right now, M2PFM. Yeah, noticed that a little jumpiness there, I don't know what the world. In a second.
Hey, this is N5AOW, what I'm doing for you. All right. Yeah, I don't know if he copied that at all, George. But anyway, I've got the first part of the call. All right, this is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. I'm out to call some regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob. WA to you.
Okay, well, we've got two more. WA to you, John. Good evening to you, and N2PFM, George. George, what's going on up your way this evening?
Well, I got to up the modulation a little because it is kind of low, but understandable. We've got a temperature of 63 degrees here on the mountainside after a range today of 32 all the way up to 78. That was a gorgeous day. Had to do a lot of stuff down in town and everything. My mother's thing with the nursing home and all, so that took a good part of the day. Didn't have much time to do anything around here, but hopefully I can work out in the container tomorrow even when it's raining, get some more stuff done with the trains. Want to get that done this weekend if possible. I got that catalytic converter in parts in, and like I said, he'll probably be able to do it for me Monday. So we'll see what goes on. Anyway, that's the story here on the mountainside. So thank God bless, and 73 is N2PFM clear.
Okay, George, very good. Question I have, were you able to get one of the generic ones, or did you have to go with the factory unit?
No, I had to go with a California-type universal, and the mechanic said he knows how to put the thing in there in the pipe and back of the converter for the downstream oxygen sensor, so that's the way we're going to have to go with that.
Yeah, good. maybe it'd save you a little bit of money, yeah. The O2 sensor. Yeah, definitely so, and I know they're a little bit more economical than what the factory unit is. Okay, very good, George. Have a good evening, and stay warm. I don't think it's going to get very cool tonight. I think the forecast is for about 54 overnight. Been a great day, and like you say, we had 78.2 here. So that was pretty much the high and the maximum day today. All right, John, WA2U, how are things down in down in your area?
Yeah, okay, Bob, and George, and I believe Dave and Kevin James. All is well here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. I think it's about, 63, 64 degrees, somewhere around there. Had a good day. Didn't do a whole lot today. Hung up a shade in the living room, so we got that taken care of. And another accomplishment, so we can get rid of some of the lights. We have a street light out here that we pay for, so it lights up. It's so dark up here, lights up the driveway, but it also, unfortunately, lights up some of the living room. So I said, well, we can remedy that, so we took care of that today. And I copied or burned whatever the technology, whatever you'd like to say, the buzz phrases to probably 12 CDs today, the case. So we have our ongoing copies for the camp. I did walk into camp yesterday. I've mentioned that on the net. And so that's good. I did, I'm thinking positively about spring and better weather, so I opened up our new cellar door and brought the folding chairs out for the fire ring, although that's going to be a while because it's so dry out. There's that van, and boy, the scanner's been busy with that. And I brought the grill out, so we're thinking positively. I was kidding a friend of mine. I said, well, you get to exercise a new door. It used to be a battle to open it. Now it just opens like a regular steel door should, insulate just like you have in a house. So enjoyed doing that. Tonight's kind of interesting. I'm always, ham radio. The EchoLink has a tone on it this evening of 118.8, or the radio. Bob, when you first came in, you had a tone of 107.2 on your radio. I don't notice it now. And George has got 192.8. I don't think I have anything turned on here, but it's kind of neat because the repeater passes the tone. So someday I'm going to experiment and see if it passes the DCS, the digital squelch. Is kind of neat. But when you have the tone on, you don't, when you do the decode, you do not hear the beep on the repeater. Unless someone has that same tone, then you don't hear the other people. So it's just kind of interesting. So if you see any of the tones in that, that's the... Okay, Kathy's mentioned she wants some lumber for me to build some raised garden type supports, which we had like in clay. So I'm going to... not only get the decking material, I got to figure out how much footage I want of other lumber. Since we're going there, might as well make one trip out of it, so we'll see how that goes. So, Bob, we'll turn it back over to you, and maybe some other people will be joining us. But boy, today was absolutely gorgeous. We really, really need some rain out there. The fire departments are keeping real busy. Real busy with all the fires going on. WATU, back to that. Brush fires, I should verify.
Okay, John. Yeah, I know what you mean. I hear it on fire control here. I'm able to monitor that during the course of the day. Of course, being next door to the fire department, I see the activity, and they've been busy. They certainly... not been able to just sit on their thumbs or their morals, you know, and kept them active. Yeah, I would imagine your probably built coat door. I've got one here, been down in the cellar, and boy, they work quite nice. I went through mine and resealed everything last year, and been working on at that from time to time. It's old and it's getting some rust around it. But yeah, I did. I with the tones, I just didn't really have a way of monitoring that. And I know with I guess with a couple of rakes, it just makes a difference, you know, which way they enter into the repeater. Well, I hope you, gee, I had a thought on that with your lumber and doing the deck. I've been busy myself with stuff. Today was one of those days that it was just absolutely phenomenal. And I got a tremendous amount done myself, so why when the sun comes out like that and have a warm day and just go full steam at it? And I think I put about 140% into it today until I just collapsed in the afternoon. Okay, John. Well, I'm glad you and Kathy had an excellent day, and we'll see if anyone else likes to join us. This is N5AOW.
And to KPS.
Good evening, and to KPR. How are you doing?
Good evening, Bob, and everybody else here in the net. I'm not doing too shabby tonight. Just came up to this and playing bingo. I thought I was coming up here right around 9 o'clock, but I guess we sat down there and talked a little longer than I thought we did. Got up here, and just as I came through the door, I heard George talking, and I said, oops. So I hurried up and parked my little scooter and ran over here and grabbed my radio. And so I hear Brady Mentor. Then earlier this afternoon, I went over to Sunset to go visiting one of the ladies that lived here, and she was over there recuperating. She'll be back home tomorrow. And I wanted to make sure I got over there to see her. Well, I'll be downstairs tomorrow after my 8 gets done work, go downstairs and make her something to eat so she doesn't have to do any cooking for a while until she gets some help in the house. But we're going to keep a close eye on her anyways. She's up there in age, and she's a really nice lady, and we don't want to lose her too soon here. As far as tomorrow goes, who knows? I know my aide's coming in. She spent 2 days in the hospital because of smoke inhalation. So, but she's slowly recovering and she's feeling a little bit better. So she's going to try working for her. She feels all right and she'll finish up Saturday or Sunday and finish up the time she has to make up. I tell her she can't do it, not to worry about it. I'd rather have her take care of herself and like, lose a few hours and end up losing her completely, so try to keep her as healthy as I can here. That's about it for tonight, so yeah, I'd like to, we do need rain, because I know how that got called out the grass player today. I didn't know what happened. I thought I heard Bulldog could call out too, but I'm not sure. I know they called in back, so they might have been over helping out that. Didn't quite catch all of that one, but tomorrow I'll be around most of the day, so I'll be able to hear everything. Thank you, Bob. 7388, everybody have a great evening, and all the people listening, thank you for joining us, and to KPS.
No. Okay, very good. Rich, I hope she's doing well and everything goes good that way. Yeah, we do need a little bit of rain. Gotta have some moisture to dampen things down a bit, getting to the point where, boy, we hate to say that. You know, we had rain for so long and wishing for the sun, and we've had a few days of it, and it's taken long for it to dry out, so. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. Spring, I think, has touched it. I'll put it that way. I'm not sure it's still here, but at least it's showing its welcome face. So that worked out good. Rich, have a fine evening. You take care. This is N5AOW, looking for additional check-in. Well, I had a great day myself. Started out this morning and, I got some water hooked up down below by the garage. We had shut that off. Sure, it was out, shut that off last night. Because the low temperature we had overnight got down to 28. Just didn't want to have anything breaking water lines and what have you. But anyway, beyond that, down to the lake and started getting things cleaned up, raked up, deck and everything blown off, and a number of other things back in shape again. We got the rowboat flipped over and put that in the water. So maybe a little luck sometime tomorrow. You know, I don't know how good tomorrow's gonna be, but sometime in the next couple of days, maybe. A little engine on it, and won't have to row, at least not too much. It turned out to be a nice day. It was up and down many, many times. Different equipment, different things, different reasons, and just trying to get things done, but unfortunately it's an up and down situation, and boy, I'll tell you what, it wears out. At least with that, I accomplished a bunch, got it done. So, with that, I'll make another call. This is N5AOW, looking for additional check-ins. Okay, this is Deck Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? And I'll now close the Black River Valley ServiceNet and the repeater of return. Return to frequency to regular amateur use and the repeater also. I want to thank everyone that checked in tonight. We have Rich, John and Akeley, George, and we had Carl. I didn't get all of his calls. Kevin, Stefanoniani, and Dave. Everyone have a fine evening. 7-3, take care, stay safe, stay warm. 10-5-AOW.
And to KPR WATU, if you're still there, Rich. And to KPR WATU.
Rich,
good evening. Yeah, Rich, good evening. I think this is for your area up there. I'm not sure. I thought I heard something on the moose this morning or another day. I'm not sure if you're aware of it or not, but there is someone up there that provides I just thought it might be help, a service. I forgot what the phone number is now. But they, they'll do shopping and take people on errands and things. It's kind of neat. I don't know if that's they'll pick up stuff, they'll do shopping and things. Are you aware of that? I think that's in the Boonville area, I believe.
Yeah, I was just looking at a poster about it tonight downstairs.
Oh, you saw a poster down there? I think the number was like 3777, the last 3 digits, we're all 7, maybe it's the same group, but I thought that's pretty neat. I know they had something in the Syracuse Clay area similar to that, but that could be handy, I guess, at times.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
I think our nightly helicopter is going over every night about this time. There's a large military helicopter's going from southwest to the northeast, so kind of interesting.
I wonder if they're on fire watch, because they've been flying over here too.
They were, I guess, I don't know why I noticed it more than I did, but I think they're up there in the winter. Maybe I just don't hear them as well. I was outside, I think it was last year, and it was amazing. I've never seen this before. It was pretty impressive. There were five large, you know, we're talking the big stuff. There were five of them that flew over in formation. It was amazing. I've never seen that in my entire life, but they were, they were probably, I don't go and talk, probably direction to Griffith or maybe into Hancock, but, this one's gone by now, but, alright, I just wanted to mention that to you while I remembered. You know, it's nice seeing dial numbers. You need some groceries picked up or you need to get somewhere. I think they provide that service.
Yep, definitely. Yeah, I've been trying to get other people around here to use that service. I can't get help any other way.
Yeah, this makes it nice. I don't know if you have to get on a schedule or anything, but your phone calls don't cost anything, so. All right, well, I'm going to get out of here and go sit with Captain Lelsey. She's watching something on WCNY. I'm not sure what it is, but there's always something on the Create channel that she enjoys looking at. So we'll chat with you later, Rich. N2KPR, 73 for now. Again, appreciate your help the other day. WATU, clear.
Yeah, like I said, John, in time I'm around, I'm always on, so I got the scanner going all day long, all night long, too. But I don't hear it at night. Once I take it off my hearing aid, forget it. I can hear the phone, but that's all. Okay, guys, have a good night. We'll talk to you again probably tomorrow night anyway. And to keep you up.
KOJ for the United County Traffic and Emergency Net. Octane currently on the 145.17. Station 4 Octane coming out for you. This is KB2KOJ for Octane. This is the United County Traffic and Emergency Net, KB2KOJ. Looking for stations with or without traffic. I'll make one more call here. Okay, nothing else, nothing heard. KB2KOJ, clear.